That was my cotton Perak Bays Mishnah Bays. The previous Mishnah, this Mishnah Perak Mishnah Bays is a continuation of Mishnah Aleph, where we said there was machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi as to whether someone who has to press his olives on Chol HaMoed to prevent a loss can complete the work in the usual manner. So this Mishnah now is going to discuss a similar thing in regard to wine, which can become sour if it's not poured into barrels. So v'chein mishahaya yena b'sei chabar. Likewise, someone whose wine was squeezed from the grapes and it was sitting in the pit in front of the wine press, ready to be poured into the barrels. Ve'eroi eva, and then some situation of mourning happened, a relative of his died, so that he was unable to pour the wine before Yontif Einus or some other Einus came. Ishitu Pailim, or his workers tricked him, they said they would do the work and then they didn't show up, and then it was Yontif and it was too late. So if that happens, Zayla v'gomer v'gap the guff kedarka. In all these cases, he could pour all the wine into the barrels, seal the barrels in the usual way with a regular seal. Normally, we would be chayshed because of the malacha of memachik, but over here, Rabbi Yossi says that it's fine and he's allowed to do everything that he would normally do. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oisle limudim b'shvil shalayachmas." Rabbi Yehuda says, "No." Rabbi Yehuda says, he has to leave the wine in the pit and just make a temporary covering of the boards so that it will not sour. He's not allowed to actually draw the wine out of the pit on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda is only matir to do the minimum necessary to prevent something from souring. And to do this, it's enough to just put the boards on. But Rabbi Yossi, consistent with his other with the other Mishnah, says that since you're dealing with the wine in order to prevent the loss, he could do it already in the usual manner, do everything that he would normally do. Mishnah Gimel, we're going to talk about other cases which work can be done on Chol HaMoed to prevent a loss. Machnas Adam Piroisim Bnei Haganavim, a person can bring in his produce from the fields on Chol HaMoed because of the, if you're afraid of thieves, if you're afraid that it's going to be stolen. Normally it would be usur to bring in someone's produce from the fields on Chol HaMoed, even though there would be no real malacha, but still it's a tircha yisera and it would be usur. But here, if you're afraid of thieves, so the Mishnah says that you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to bring it in. B'shel pishtanim in a mishra b'shul shalei tevet. He can also take out his flax from the soaking pond so that it does not get ruined. That's the literal meaning. And what it means is, what they used to do is in order to separate the fibers of the flax, they would soak it in water. And if it wouldn't be removed from the water in time, it would become spoiled. So the Mishnah is saying that you're allowed to take out the flax so that it doesn't get ruined. Now the Mishnah adds an important condition about doing work on Chol HaMoed to prevent the loss. Well, vachlei chaven es melachta b'mayid, all this is only, we're assuming that he didn't schedule the work to be done l'chatchila on Chol HaMoed. That he's not allowed to do. The kulan and all these, m'kivnu melachta b'mayid yavedu. In all these cases, if the people, if they deliberately scheduled their work for Chol HaMoed, so what was worked on should be forfeited. Yavedu should be forfeited. And as Rav explains, Bezdin declares the property hefker, and after which it could be taken by anyone who would want it.